Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us now to unpack this great new survey, Melanie Ng, Director of Public Affairs at Ipsos Singapore. Melanie, great to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Karen. Nice to meet all of you.
Great to meet you. And was this one-third of Singaporeans gained weight during the pandemic? Was it any kind of a surprise to you after you got the results of the survey?
No, not really. I'm one of them.
Are you surprised that it wasn't more than a third, that it wasn't two-thirds instead of one-third?
Yeah. I would begin by saying to all the listeners that if you have gained weight during the COVID pandemic, you aren't alone. And, you know, whether you have an item in your wardrobe that would still fit for your work day tomorrow, you're also probably not alone. Okay, so Glenn, do you want me to give some context and key highlights?
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
Research?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So this piece of research was conducted by Ipsos in quarter four last year. Just to be specific, it's around October and November. It's done across 30 countries. Now, the first finding I'd like to share, it's really globally. Three quarters of 22,000 respondents actually reported changes to their weight, to alcohol consumption, to exercise and smoking since the pandemic began. Now, with weight obviously being widely seen. Now, if we bring the findings closer to home and just zooming into weight gain, as you've mentioned, we have one third, 30% of the Singaporeans are telling us that they have gained weight during the same period. And since we do have listeners, joining us from other countries, I'll give a little bit of a global perspective to this as well.
Cool.
Now, compared to China, the figures are 6%, Hong Kong, 9%, Malaysia, 19%. So you can tell we are certainly standing on the higher end.
Well, we love our food here in Singapore, don't we? So that's not a big surprise
exactly.
at all.
Yes, welcome to the food paradise.
Maybe a little bit too much of paradise for us, right? Carry on, Melanie.
Okay, sure. So Singapore, it's one of the markets having a net reported weight gain. And what that means is that we have more people reporting weight gained than losing weight. Okay, so just to set the context, we do have about 24% of our respondents saying that they have lost weight too. The other finding that I'm sure many of you will be curious to know is exactly how many kilograms have Singaporeans put on?
I would like to know that.
Claim that they have put on some weight. Any guesses from the studio?
I would say 5 kilograms.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you guys are spot on. The answer is 4.8 kilograms on average. Now, here we are talking about 7 months post our first official lockdown in April, right? So thankfully, we are not the highest this time. In fact, we are one of the lowest among the 30 markets. The global average is 6.1 kg. The highest record is happening in Mexico, where we have 8.5 kg.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Melanie, Mike Ong, one of our regular Facebook Live listeners, is just throwing in an interesting comment. I just want to throw it out there to you. Gaining weight is a general phrase, almost a misnomer, because gaining muscle is better than gaining fat, and you still gain weight if you do strength exercises, that sort of thing. So when you're looking at your survey, you're assuming that these are people that are not high-performing athletes who are necessarily working out. These are more of a sedentary group. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we are talking about the national population here. That's a very good point raised by Mark. I don't think everybody's aware of that. So in general, we're just talking about, whether your weight has changed, as a result of whatever reasons, it's not been covered in the survey.
Gotcha. Okay.
And in fact, Mally, it's also quite interesting that the survey says that 40% of Singaporeans did more exercise since the pandemic. So what are your thoughts about that?
There's two sides of the story here. Weight gain, exercising, highly associated with each other. There are two aspects of this, and the weight gain isn't really a big surprise to me to begin with, right? Because to a lot of us, there is delayed exercise regime. We are working out less. When you're working from home, when you're homeschooling your children, you're not exactly quite ready to go back to the gym. It can be quite hard to maintain your sanity, let alone a workout habit. And even if you are fitting an exercise into your day, like what you mentioned, Karen, 1 minute a day with very strong mind power. The fact that you are home means that you don't move as much as before. You know, all the little things that adds up in your typical workday in the past, for example, walking to the MRT stations, extra steps, you know, during the break, running errands, all of these count, right? So, you know, there are, you know, a significant side of the other flip side of the story that, you know, there are less exercises going on. But, you know, the positive side of things is that Singaporeans are pretty fast at picking learnings. You know, while they know exercise might not feel like a priority with when pandemic first started, with everything else going on, they do know that the benefits are huge. And especially for those who are quite conscious that their mental health may have taken a toll in this period, you know, many of them has turned to exercise to keep the weight in check, to brighten their mood, maybe to relieve some stress along the day, and very importantly, to also boost their immune system, which will always serve well in the current situation.
Yeah. So there is a I think we saw a lot of people, especially taking up walking or maybe light jogging, you know, going down to the different parks around town, which I think was a very positive thing to really get people, spur them on to get out, because everybody was just dying to get out of the house to do something, right?
Yes. In fact, I think, you know, our parks, you know, I've gone to Bukit Timah Hill and it was crowded and packed.
So, much more so than usual.
I mean, it is a great thing, you know, that people are building in this outdoor exercises into your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, you know, with IFSPOS, you know, supporting the government and the ministries, what is going to be done with this insight? I'm just curious from your perspective.
We've shared this is a public survey. We're doing this across 30 markets. So we're pushing out to the press, to the media, making sure that, you know, there's no short of awareness of what is going on in our country, in the world as well. And the good thing, of course, in Singapore, I don't see, you know, any short of such awareness. A lot of Singaporeans, as we've seen, are proactively taking actions and taking, you know, doing a lot more exercise. And also bear in mind that in 2020, you know, almost all the events, organized trainings and activities, they're all put on hold, right? You know, there's almost no opportunity for one to kind of respond to these activities unless they're run virtually, which means that this is totally 100% reliant on individual self-motivation and driving more exercise. A very significant amount of willpower is needed. I think it's lovely to be able to share all these findings with the general public.
We're talking with Melanie Ng, the Director of Public Affairs at Ipsos Singapore. A new survey, COVID-19 survey done during Q4 last year. The top line is 30% of Singaporeans have gained weight, about 4.8 kilograms over the past year during COVID-19. But 40% of Singaporeans did more exercise during the pandemic. Now, another interesting finding I thought was that more than 55% of Singaporeans say that they are trying to lose weight. But I would think that at any given time, a lot of people are always trying to lose weight. Is this number outside of what you would think would be a normal range, Melanie?
Yeah, you're right. I think at any point in time, there's always going to be a bunch of people trying to lose weight, others trying to gain weight as well for various reasons. What we're really interested in is to really see the overall net gained. I hope we can repeat this study, you know, again at some point and really to map out the trend. But, you know, given all the things that we know, what's happening, including our own behavioral change and our lifestyle changes, I don't think this is of any surprise that weight gained has, or perhaps the other way around, the pandemic has had a profound impact in terms of how people are managing their weight.
Mm. Yeah, but I think it's also interesting. You know, a lot of people have New Year resolutions to lose weight.
I know. But this was in Q4, right?
Yeah, but that's it is also true that a lot of human beings stop at the aim level. You see, so if you just, you know, have an aim but you don't convert into an action, then we're not going to even get off the starting line. So I'm also just curious, you know, it would be valuable survey data to find out what are the new actions that people are taking on in terms of what are the lifestyle changes that are happening. Because I can see that, you know, this is going to be pretty much permanent. You're going to have industries that are going to be disrupted. It's like the Wall Street Journal talked about how more than 55% of Americans are not going to go back to the gym. And more people are buying, you know, exercise equipment. So I'm just curious, what are some of the insights you've learned about lifestyle changes?
Okay, so this is not exactly something that we raised in this particular survey, but through many other research, there are obviously quite a few different observations. The first behavioral change that we have noticed it's really about the easier access to food. I'm sure a number of you would have encountered this, that when you're in a Zoom, your Teams, Google Meet, you often see your colleagues having kitchen being the backdrop, right? So, you know, when we're all scrambling to shift from office to work from home arrangement, we saw a lot of people actually working in the kitchen itself. So the fact that you're just staying very near the fridge and the kitchen means that you have huge access to the fridge and maybe just mindlessly snacking a little bit more. So this is one behavior change that we have noticed. Really, with that change, you know, moving forward, when people go back to the office, will we see less of such a situation? We don't know.
Yeah.
But record increase of people buying more confectionery snacks, in their grocery buying repertoire.
Yeah, Melanie, if we look toward the positive element, I don't know if this was covered in the survey, so I'll just ask you. AB Terrence and LL10, our regular listeners, are asking about it. Was there any indication of if apps, like fitness apps, were on the rise as well during the past year? Did your study cover any of that or you know, how some of the apps are lead to a rewards kind of system?
Okay, that did not come up, but we did have a question around what sort of government support would they like to see, you know, what are desirable things they'd like to see, you know, giving them a little bit more encouragement and support. One-fifth of them actually mentioned that government, they wish that the government can release more public spaces for exercising. They also would like to see more exercise facilities being set up. So that's clearly one ask from the public.
Very interesting, you know, because typically the CCs have some kind of exercise facility. We got a lot of parks all over the place. So interesting to see what else would be needed by or wanted by people. Maybe they want an exercise facility set up in their own apartment, their own HDB. I don't know.
No, but Glenn, it's true. I mean, what Terrence talked about, the apps. I use an app myself, you know, from the insurance company. And I tell you, that has really helped me to maintain 10,000 steps every day.
Yeah.
Or even get my heart rate up, for 30 minutes, three or four times a week. And that is, I think, you know, apps are a great way to transform our lifestyle because we see what our friends are doing, we get small rewards, but these are the emotional things that keep us going.
Indeed, indeed.
So, great insight.
Melanie, are there any other surveys coming up in the future that we'll want to come back to you on? Anything in the pipeline?
2021, I think we will focus a lot more on vaccine research. So I hope to come back to you with more sharing.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Melanie Ng, Director of Public Affairs at Ipsos Singapore. Thanks for being with us today on Money FM.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.